Renovations have been underway to several village public safety officer buildings in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. As KYUK's Alice Griswell reports, the newer buildings are already having a positive impact on one of the region's toughest jobs.
Village public safety officers are often the first responders to crimes in communities that are off the road system. Whatever they might be, there is a high burnout rate in the field. John Friendly started this challenging job in the village of Eek nearly 2 years ago, and it is not until recently that he has felt safe in the building he is working out of.
The first building I moved into was 20 years old, so the building in there was unstable. It was rotting. You know, the foundation was rotting and the walls were caving. The ceiling was not so good. The building would leak.
He says the floor of the building was sinking in and the door to the outside did not shut properly. He says it was a hazardous place to work in. But last year, things started to change. Through state-funded renovations, Eek's public safety building started to get a makeover, which included secure jail cells and offices that now have doors.
Now, when I come to work and I see my new public safety building that's been renovated, it makes me feel good that I'm working in a good working environment, good building.
The village of Eek is just one of 14 villages seeing renovations on their public safety buildings in the YK Delta. The state awarded $520,000 to the Native nonprofit, the Association of Village Council Presidents, or AVCP, which runs the region's VPSO program. Alvin Jimmy, the region's VPSO coordinator, says the village of Kangigunuk had the worst building in the region for many years.
Some offices were like 16 by 16. Their desk is exposed to where the jail cell is right there. The confidentiality wasn't really there. In winter times, cells themselves were cold.
Jimmy says there has been a positive reaction from the region's VPSOs and the village's tribal councils. He says they are showing more support for their local public safety programs.
They're proud of it, and all of them are, those 14 villages are making their efforts to fix up those facilities.
The VPSO renovation projects were different than other construction projects in the villages because local community members did the work themselves instead of the usual outside contractors. Andy Stemp is AVCP's vice president of finance. He says they have struggled for many years to find the funding necessary for the building improvements. He says the changes are not just about physical environment, but really the improved morale it promotes.
It's a question about coming to work every day when you're an officer and seeing a nice door on a facility where there's pride involved, people are taking care of it. It's a really great project. The community gets a nice facility. It shows a lot of respect for public safety in the villages.
The improvements to the village public safety buildings have also given volunteer search and rescue groups in the YK Delta a place to meet. In Bethel, I'm Alice Criswell.